Atlantic.
At 9:04, we have cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Atlantic. Radar shows most of the shower activities moved off into portions of south-central Iowa, just mainly south of Highway 34 and east of I-35 and a little bit to the west of there as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is reporting today numerous arrests have been made over the past week. On Monday, 21-year-old Cam Christopher Jockey of Lewis was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Jockey was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held pending a pretrial release. Last Sunday, deputies arrested 32-year-old Damon John Busey of Glenville, Nebraska, on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear. Busey was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held on $5,000 bond. That same day, 23-year-old Rachel Marie Huggins and 22-year-old Bryston Lee Flathers, both of Cumberland, were arrested on charges of public intoxication and interference with official acts. The pair were taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on their own recognizance. On Friday, July the 1st, 27-year-old Robbie Troy Matheny of Anita turned himself into authorities on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense. Matheny was booked at the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. Also last Friday, 21-year-old Kevin Damian Engels of Atlantic was charged with use of a person under 18 in the drug trade. Engels remains at the Cass County Jail where he was being held also on charges of possession with the intent to deliver and violation of the drug tax stamp. Bond on his prior charges is $5,000, while bond on the new charges was set at $1,000. On June the 30th, 26-year-old Robin Lee Grieshaber of Cumberland was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance. Grieshaber was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $5,000 bond. And on June 29th, deputies in Cass County arrested 34-year-old Amy Jo Nicholson of Des Moines on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Nicholson was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Authorities in Adams County report this morning that a Corning man was arrested Wednesday on a minimus warrant out of northeast Iowa's Blackhawk County related to time served. 55-year-old Jack Pembroke Nevius of Corning was taken into custody around 1:50 p.m. and brought to the Adams County Jail. Elsewhere in state news, Des Moines police are looking for those posing as Iowa health inspectors in an attempt to extort money from area residents. The scammers are targeting central Iowa's Asian community. Police said the crooks tell restaurant managers that customers have filed complaints. The fake inspectors then said that they can make the problem disappear if the owner provides cash. In the past few days, as many as 10 central Iowa restaurants have reported similar attempted scams. David Warning with the Department of Inspections and Appeals says one Des Moines restaurant recently lost thousands of dollars to the scam. An Iowa health official says cases of Lyme disease are on the rise in the state. Lyme disease is a bacterial infection carried and spread by ticks that can result in fever, headache, fatigue, and a characteristic bullseye skin rash. If left untreated, it can spread and damage the joints, the heart, and nervous system. Dr. Patricia Quinlisk, with the Iowa Department of Public Health's medical director, says that the disease appears to be far more prevalent in Iowa than it was back in the 1980s. The Des Moines Register reports that in 2000, the state recorded 34 cases of Lyme disease. That number jumped to 97 in 2006 and topped 100 cases from 2007 to 2009. Last year, 87 cases were reported across the state. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu today announced the offer of a conditional commitment for a $105 million loan guarantee to support the development of the nation's first commercial-scale cellulosic ethanol plant, which will be located in northwest Iowa. Project Liberty, sponsored by Poet LLC, will produce up to 25 million gallons of ethanol per year and will be located in Emmitsburg. Poet estimates the project will generate approximately 200 jobs during construction and 40 permanent jobs at the plant. Plant officials estimate the project will also bring approximately $14 million in new revenue to area farmers. Secretary Chu says the project will help decrease our dependence on oil, create jobs, and aid our transition to clean, renewable energy that is produced here at home. Unlike many conventional corn ethanol plants, Project Liberty will use corn cobs, leaves, and husks, sources provided by local farmers, that do not compete with feed grains. The project's innovative process uses enzymatic hydrolysis to convert waste into ethanol and will produce enough biogas to power both Project Liberty and Poet's adjacent grain-based ethanol plant. Project Liberty will displace over 13.5 million gallons of gasoline annually and fulfill more than 25% of the projected 2013 renewable fuel standard requirements for biomass-based cellulosic ethanol. Poet plans to replicate their unique process at 27 of their other corn ethanol facilities, which would have a projected combined annual capacity of 1 billion gallons per year of cellulosic ethanol. The company estimates that 85% of Project Liberty will be sourced with U.S. content. A new program will give Iowa Community College students the ability to earn their associate's degree even if they transfer to one of Iowa's public universities. The Board of Regents announced Wednesday that a new transfer application will allow students enrolling from community colleges to express their interest in applying future credits toward the completion of their two-year degrees. The community colleges they come from will be responsible for evaluating credits and advising students on the requirements for completing their associate's degrees. Iowa education officials say the program will help educate Iowa's workforce by giving students a new pathway to complete their two-year degrees. Details about the program will be available at www.transferiniowa.org. A group that supported retention of three Iowa Supreme Court justices who were voted off the court last fall is questioning the governor's latest selection for a panel that nominates district court judges. Connie Ryan Terrell of Justice, Not Politics, says the governor has put someone on the panel who doesn't support the process the commission follows.
And we would call upon Governor Branstad really to reconsider this appointment and appoint someone who really has the best interest of the judicial system in mind.
Branstad put Des Moines attorney Ryan Copeman on the nominating commission that selects a slate of nominees for district court judges in the Polk County area. The governor then chooses from those nominees. Copeman's, though, favors a different means of selecting judges, one that's similar to the way presidents pick Supreme Court nominees.
I think that the governor should appoint the governor who is elected by the people, and then the Senate should be able to consider that nominee and confirm or not confirm.
Ryan Terrell of Justice Not Politics says that raises some red flags.
We're concerned that he has another agenda for the commission, whether that plays itself out in who is nominated or just putting politics into the process.
A spokesman for Branstad says Copeman's is very well qualified for the post, and Copeman says he will absolutely not pursue some sort of political agenda through his service on the commission.
I'd rather have another system, but just because I disagree doesn't mean I should be excluded. I certainly want to participate and want to continue to pick the best judges possible.
Copeman's will help select district court judges for the Polk County District Court. If Copeman's had been nominated to the 15-member commission that selects nominees for the Iowa Court of Appeals and the Iowa Supreme Court, his nomination would have been subject to confirmation by the state Senate. And former state economic development leader Mike Tramontina, who left that job 2 years ago after a report showed mismanagement of the state's film tax credit program, has been named the president of Iowans for Social and Economic Development. The group says Tramontina will replace Chuck Palmer, who now leads the Iowa Department of Public Health, or rather Department of Human Services, that is. Tramontina has previously served as director of the Iowa Department of Management and the Iowa Finance Authority. Iowans for Social and Economic Development say its mission is to create opportunities for low and moderate income Iowans to achieve financial stability. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, a judge in Orlando, Florida, has sentenced Casey Anthony to 4 years in prison for lying to investigators, but says that she can go free in late July or early August because she'd already served nearly 3 years in jail and has had good behavior. The judge sentenced Anthony 2 days after she was acquitted of first-degree murder and the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Better news on jobs is driving stocks higher this morning at the opening of trading on Wall Street. The government reports the number of people making first-time claims for unemployment benefits was the lowest in 7 weeks. Separately, private payroll processor Automatic Data Processing said companies added 157,000 employees in June, far higher than the 36,000 added during the previous month. The report comes a day before the Labor Department releases its monthly report on employment. As President Obama and congressional leaders gather for another meeting at the White House today, billionaire investor Warren Buffett says Congress is playing with fire by considering not raising the U.S. debt ceiling. The CEO and chairman of Berkshire Hathaway told CNBC that there is no way to tell what might happen if the debt limit is not increased, but it's a dangerous idea. Buffett compared the debate over raising the debt limit to a game of Russian roulette with one bullet in a revolver. News time is 9:15.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
And in the funeral announcement, 73-year-old Ross Martison of Elkhorn died Friday. Funeral services for Ross Martison will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. 77-year-old John Query Jr. of Erling died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for John Query Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday in Anita. Funeral services for Millie Peterson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And 82-year-old Leah Berry of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Leah Berry will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.